Good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity? Hello?
Yeah, say that again.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
49.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
And will you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more or somewhat more important?
Much more.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, Democrat.
Yes? Okay. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Moderate Democrat. Moderate.
And
so I'm consistent, but yeah, moderate.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? You strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
And thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Very satisfied.
And generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Better.
And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following will you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? The first one is protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating division and racism, reducing crime, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, border security, protecting abortion rights, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, creating more jobs and raising wages, or the last two, improving K-12 public school education, or fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
College more affordable and healthcare.
Okay.
More affordable.
Thank you. And just let me find the healthcare, okay? Now, I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one is Kamala Harris. From 0 to 100, how would you rate Kamala Harris?
50.
Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general.
60.
Cornel West, from 0 to 100?
10.
David McCormick?
I don't know him.
Okay. Republicans in Congress, in general?
5.
5. Tim Scott, from 0 to 100?
15.
Okay. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
0.
Bob Casey Jr., from 0 to 100?
I'll say I'd give him like 70.
Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
I'll give him 80.
And the last one, Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know him that
well. Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 60% now. Thank you so much for your help. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., from whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
And if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Bob Casey Jr. and Republican David McCormick, for whom will you vote?
Bob Casey Jr.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Some.
And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Same. Not necessarily more or less, just the same.
But somewhat more favorable or somewhat less?
No, I'm not changed. Unchanged.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Unchanged. I don't have a
No problem. And I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Please tell me which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? I know all important, but the most important, you may choose two. I have a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, a stagnant wages and rising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, or cuts to the social safety net like Social Security?
Educational opportunities.
Okay. And now this is basically the last part. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue. The first issue is tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Trump much better, Trump somewhat better, Biden somewhat better, or Biden much better dealing with that issue?
Biden much better.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Trump or Biden?
Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Fixing the immigration system.
Biden much better.
And the last three, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Biden, much better.
Growing the U.S. economy.
Biden, much better.
And rising crime and violence.
Biden, much better.
And generally speaking, does President Biden handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him? Much more favorable, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Somewhat more.
And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business record to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
Very fair or just somewhat fair?
I mean, it's fair. I guess it's fine.
Okay. And since, but somewhat or very fair, what do you think?
I didn't pay much attention to the trial.
Okay. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's not more relatively to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or YouTube?
Probably TikTok.
Okay. And the last two questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A master's degree.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Just, okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services, twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Right now, several times a year.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
More than half.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
My grandparents born outside the United States. One was, yes.
Okay. And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. You as well.